40 years ago in 1977, CKMS Radio and the Voyager spacecrafts were launched. In a few years, the spacecrafts will power down as their nuclear power source dwindles. We trust CKMS will be broadcasting for many more years than that. The Voyager Golden Records are phonograph records that were included aboard both Voyager spacecraft. The records are thought to be able to remain intact for a billion years. The records contain sounds and images selected to portray the diversity of life and culture on Earth, and are intended for any intelligent extraterrestrial life form or for future humans who may find them. Those records are considered as a sort of a time capsule. Carl Sagan noted that the spacecraft will be encountered and the record played only if there are advanced space-faring civilizations in interstellar space. But the launching of this bottle in the cosmic ocean says something very hopeful about life on this planet. Sagan and his associates assembled 115 images and a variety of natural sounds, such as those made by surf, wind, thunder, and animals, including the songs of birds and whales. To this, they added 30 musical selections from different cultures and eras, spoken greetings in 15 ancient and modern languages, and other human sounds like footsteps and laughter. Here's an excerpt of President Carter's official statement placed on the Voyager spacecraft for a trip outside the solar system, June the 16th, 1977. "We cast this message into the cosmos. Of the 200 billion stars in the Milky Way galaxy, some, perhaps many, may have inhabited planets and space-faring civilizations. If one such civilization intercepts into Voyager and can understand these recorded contents, here is our message. This is a present from a small distant world, a token of our sounds, our science, our images, our music, our thoughts, and our feelings. We are attempting to survive our time so we may live into yours. We hope someday, having solved the problems we face, to join a community of galactic civilizations. This record represents our hope and our determination and our goodwill in a vast and awesome universe."
And the nerds come in, right? And
what would you put on a golden record?
Just the idea that there's people, some people are really interested in fascinated by the universe and what's going on, right? Here, right there. Maybe tell people to show me how they are going to make it up.
All right. Thanks for listening tonight, folks. It's Golden Record, and it's a beautiful, almost like, not quite summer yet, is it, you guys? What do you think, summer yet?
Spring.
Yeah.
Spring, you think? Today, we have in studio Kia Tiger.
Tiger.
And you can watch us on Golden Record on Facebook Live video, and just shoot off your question to us and comments. We really appreciate it. Or you may be listening to us on CKMS Radio 102.7. For you folks listening on Facebook Live video, the songs sometimes disappear because that's got copyright protection, but you can always hear everything just the way it is here on our audio signal. And to my left is Jane Hembruff. So we're going to talk, and folks, we're going to tell you, you're listening to a show where there's three people who are unabashedly and unashamedly supporters of social dancing, and both as participants and also promoters. Would that be true? Social dancing the best, right?
Yes.
Hey. Lots of agreement there. So we have our usual collection of our guests will kindly bring some songs. We're going to play one, and we'll come back and get to know them and talk a little bit more about what social dance, what it means to our guests, and how they're enjoying it, and the kind of things they're up to. Okay, whew, that's a lot of yakking. I better quit now. All right, who's got this first song? So she just wants to dance. Is that your song?
That's my song. My friend sent me that song saying it's my theme song, and I think you should have a listen to it because We Just Want to Dance, Key and I.
That's true. Good choice. Do you know who they are? Akib Mo, I think, is the one. You got Ken
yes,
down
it is.
There. All right. So let's play the song, folks. Just stay tuned in, and we'll be right back. And we'll talk to Jane and Kia. See you in a short bit. Here we go. Close friends actually, you know, you're gonna send a question, right?
Yeah.
You just wait for them to do something. No one wants to do that, eh? Basically, you're gonna fall and toll to your best friend. You must do this. Is that us?
We're on the air, so you can be with us.
All right, we're back, folks, and thanks so much for listening in tonight. It's the Golden Record, and our guests tonight are Jane and Kia. So, great song choice there. That's really good. That really sets the mood. And once again, folks, just want you to know, you're sitting with three social dancers who not only dance, but also like to encourage others to dance too. We'll get to it in a bit, Jane. You're into health and fitness. I want to tell our listeners just how good dancing is for you.
Excellent, yes. So dance is great for the entire body,
yeah.
Our mind, as well as our physical being, our strengthening muscles, it's some cardio going on, some stretching, depending on what kind of dance you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And also it's great mood lifter. And what else am I missing, Kia?
What about all your friends? Social,
yeah.
Right?
Social. It's a great social aspect. I just started university this year, and I think most of my friends came from my dance team that I'm on,
yeah,
rather than my classes, because we all bonded over something we had in common.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about dancing. Do you guys remember when you started dancing? When, like, were you like 4 years old and in the church play or something? Jay, when did you first started dancing? And we'll talk about what you're doing now. But when do you remember when you first started dancing? What was that? What was going on?
So first memories of dance is dancing with my dad in the kitchen. The radio would be playing. He'd just take me and twirl me around. So I was started out as a kitchen dancer, and then my parents danced socially, ballroom dance, and that's how they introduced my one brother and I when I was 10 years old. They brought us to a dance competition. My brother really enjoyed the Latin ladies' costumes. I just liked the dancing, and next thing you know, we were enrolled in lessons.
How old were you then?
I started lessons at 11 years old.
Yeah.
And just a few years ago.
And what was, I know the feeling. So you're 11 years old. What was the next, what do you remember as being the next phase of your dance career?
Dance career. So I wish I could say I was the best in the class, but I was at the other end. I was the worst young dancer in the class, but I had perseverance on my side. Mm-hmm. So I was the last one to enter competition, and so I competed through my teen years, because that's a super cool thing to do as a teenager. And then I took a bit of a sabbatical after I went to university. Mm-hmm. Although I did teach dance in university.
But what type were you doing? That was already your international ballroom?
International ballroom I was teaching in university. Mm-hmm. And then after my postgraduate studies, taught some more dance at the chiropractic college. And then in between there, I used to subject my children to dance around with them in my arms. And Kia can tell you her first video of dance. How old were you, Kia?
Oh, gosh. It was when we still lived in Newfoundland, so I was about a month old, my mom says. Yep. It's this old video of my parents singing, what was the song?
The coconut song.
Yeah, the
lime
and
the coconut.
Lime and the coconut.
I remember that song.
and that making my arms move. Yeah. So that's the first video of me ever dancing.
So that's your first dance experience in the.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what was next?
Well, I started doing ballet when I was 3 years old. So I've been dancing ballet primarily for 16 years. And I started teaching dance about 5 years ago. For, like my mom said, we have always kind of done ballroom social dancing in the house. But within the past year, we've started taking more classes together and learning more and going to the Guelph social dance.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, we should talk about some of the scene, too. We'll do that for sure. I know we have some message you want to pass along, but we'll get to that when the time comes. Just for fun, before we finish up this segment, where do you see your dancing going to? Where do you envision another? If we did the show in 10 years or 5 years, what would you be doing dance-wise?
I think I would continue to take classes and go to events like the Guelph Social Dance, where I can continue to dance with other people socially. Mm-hmm. Currently, I'm on the Laurier competitive dance team. And I think for the foreseeable future, as long as I'm at Laurier, I'll continue being on their dance team and dancing there.
All right. What type of stuff do they do?
Mostly ballet, contemporary jazz.
Yeah, very nice. Before we just want to forget, Jane, and what do you see yourself in the future dancing? What change of style? Where do you think you see yourself?
Oh, well, my goal in 10 years' time, I have a son too, Jeff, that we're trying to persuade him to dance.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I've had some of my dance partners talk to him and say the benefits of dancing. He's 17 right now, so I think we're breaking in. My youngest daughter, Lila, who's 15, she started her first, her lesson that wasn't with mom. Christmas time, that's what we did for fun, and she was teaching her brother how to dance, so that was pretty fun. And we have Lila on the phone here in Montreal. She actually attends professional ballet school.
Very nice.
You want to say hi, Lila?
Hello.
There we go. Live from Montreal, listening.
You'll have to get online and then post us some questions and stuff. All right, we're moving along pretty good. Let's time for another song here. Who's suggesting was this a Paquila variation? Okay, can you tell us about this song and why do you like
it? Okay, I chose this song because in Leela's 28 Ballet Dream Showcase fundraiser, Leela, my sister who attends professional ballet school, did this dance. It was also her first competition dance ever in professional ballet school. So, of course, I was inspired to then go out and learn the dance. So I did. And then I performed this dance actually this year, my first university ballet competition.
Okay, good stuff.
I got first place.
Well, then we better make sure we play this song.
Yes.
Okay, here we go, folks. Just stay locked in, fresh with that coffee. It's the Golden Record in a special miniseries, The Social Dancer. See you in 2 minutes here, 3 minutes. Here we go.
Oh, yeah, it has a weird intro.
Has an intro? Oh, there it goes. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Can you see the key at Leela? Go on to Facebook. Golden Record. It's being recorded. Did you find it? You'd be surprised I won first. No, this is just...
Your sister should be looking at this.
You see my board? Facebook? And then Golden Record? CK, what is it?
No, don't rip. It's just Golden Record. It's not on the station website.
It's
just... Alrighty, that was good fun. So that is a variation, and it is ballet moves, right?
Yes, it's okay. Ballet.
Okay, so good stuff. All right, we're in segment number two. We're going to find out what our great guests are doing. I'll invite whoever wants to go first here. Jane, you want to tell us what do you do besides social dancing? Just talk about all the things you're interested in, what you want to talk about, favorite causes, other businesses, whatever you'd like to do. Tell us what you do.
Oh, so that's a long list, Jeff. So my business name is Innovative Wellness.
Yes.
I try to inspire positive results for people, and I do that primarily through trauma-informed yoga therapy.
Yes. Good
work. So I'm working with people with all sorts of physical and or mental health challenges. So today I was working in our Grand River Hospital at the acute mental health unit. And last night I was in the longer-term mental health unit working with folks earlier today in one of our community centers, Back Care Basics, and started my day working with a private individual. So I get a whole range. Yesterday I was at daycare, so I feel pretty lucky. And then I incorporate some dance, sometimes helps people with different movement disorders, as well as people when I'm in yoga classes, I infuse some dance always in there. Tell them that yoga is great, get their body moving, uplift their emotions. It's fabulous.
And if people want to find out more about that, give us that the website again, please. Private Wellness. It's a website.
It's a website, okay. innovativewellness.ca.
Okay. Good stuff. So, folks, you need part of dancing is being fit, and it sounds like Jane can help you do that with yoga and other types of. It's like sports medicine, too. Do you do sports medicine? Like, when people are just banged up, you can probably help people.
I do, actually. Yeah. And I work with some of our region's top athletes.
Excellent.
Get them, it's different kind of training, get their mind as well as their body ready.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit different, the stretches and strengtheners that we do versus a physiotherapist.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. And so you went to school for all this stuff. What does it take to become a certified yoga instructor and stuff like that?
Okay, so standard training for yoga is 200 hours at a reputable yoga studio. And then beyond that, if you want to specialize in trauma-informed as well as yoga therapy, that's additional training. So I have another over 500 hours in yoga therapy, and the trauma-informed, I have the yoga piece as well as over three decades of getting trauma-informed. I started out as a volunteer at Queen Street Mental Health and always been heavily involved with the mental health scene, even here locally. I'm an advisor for Canadian Mental Health Association and the Local Health Integration Network as well. As I'm in.
Well, you are an interesting... Every social dancer has an interesting story. yours is none less than anyone else's. It actually fits in with your a lot of to do with your work. And that's not just only for social purposes, but that's a bit of both, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Kia, tell us about yourself. What are you doing in dance right now? What would you like to promote?
Well, I currently teach a mixture of classes.
Mm-hmm.
I teach a couple at the City of Kitchener. If you have any children, I teach at the Downtown Community Center in Kitchener.
Okay.
Bridgeport Community Center and Bright Up Community Center.
So people can go to the City of Kitchener website and trail.
Yes.
How did they find the dances you're teaching?
At the Downtown Community Center, I teach all the Monday dance classes.
What I was thinking was, if someone was listening to our show and they said, hey, I want to check this out, how would they follow up on it?
It's probably best to go on the Innovative Wellness website because Innovative Wellness is my parent company.
Mm-hmm.
And to send an email to Jane, Jayne, at innovativewellness.ca.
Okay. Good stuff. So you're doing that. I didn't want to cut you off. You got some other stuff you're doing?
I'm teaching private dance classes at Innovative Wellness, our home location. Those classes I, again, teach people of all ages, ranging from 3 to adults, as well as teaching a class at Laurier.
Yeah. Very busy. So that's good to hear. That's what you're doing currently. And now, let me think. You don't have time for hobbies. It's not like you guys going canoeing this winter or this summer or something like that. Do you have any other activities you'd like to talk about?
Yeah. Well, I mean, in my little notebook, I spend about 70% of my time at school, 25% working, and 5% of my time hiking with my mom and my dogs, because that is one of my favorite things to do. Watching my sister dance at L'École Supérieure de Ballet du Québec, coordinate different events, such as Lila's Ballet Dream Showcase fundraiser, as well as Spooky Tours cancer fundraiser, and choreograph dances.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good stuff. That's a lot. Wow, that's great. All right, let's play some more music, you guys. Here we got next one on the playlist I see here is called I Hope You Can Dance. Tell us about this song. Whose song is this? Jane?
Well, this is kind of both of ours because, there's nothing better to have dancing to live music. So one of our favorite local musicians is the Riffs. Yvonne Way, Rob Gies, and Susie are in this next song. Have a listen to this song, and we'll tell you more about them after.
Okay, sounds good. Here we go.
Whenever one door closes when you get the choice to sit it out or dance.
Back, and thanks for listening to me, folks. It's agriculture. It's Golden Record special edition. We did a mini-series called The Social Dancer. So we've got to know our guests. We've got to know what kind of dance styles they do and where they think this is leading to. And so now, I just want to have a fun question here, because this is the Golden Record, and it's about, you know, our little spaceship called Voyager that's shooting off into the cosmos, where it's got 50 greetings and hello in 50 languages. It's got 30 songs from the earth, all the way from Johnny B. Goode to Mozart to Southeastern Asian pan music. Hey, you guys, do you think when that thing goes out there and intelligent aliens look at it, do you think aliens like sing and dance?
Well, we're preparing for this question. I literally had no idea what to write. So I Googled it. And I found a study by Dr. David Ludden.
Mm-hmm.
And he found that music is a universal language on Earth. So because of that, I think that it's a universal language universally.
So it would be a sign of intelligent life, or would this is something singing, dancing only something that we do?
I think it's a sign of intelligent life.
Mm-hmm. Jane, what do you think?
Well, you know, I like to just throw it out there, and because I love dance so much, I would like to think aliens are dancing as well with us and having a good time.
Well, you know, thinking is, you know, it's music, and of course, dancing, you dance music. Music is an odd combination of regular beats, you know, one, two, three, four, and one, two, but has nuance to it. You know what I mean? It has, like, highlights in the bridge. And so intelligent life would say, well, this certainly isn't some, you know, radioactive decay on an atom somewhere. It's got this. So it thought that only an intelligent life could think of music and appreciate it. So, well, that's our premise of our show that we're based on here at the Golden Record is the Voyager spacecrafts. And so we're just delighted to take a little one step further with the Social Dancer Show and talk a little bit about how, as typical social dancers, why we do it. And where we think we're going with it, and why people should dance. So, it's good.
Oh my gosh, that's so many questions there, Jeff.
I know. But I only go as far as that with it there, and we can certainly go back to some of the other great things you brought up. We want to talk about the local dance scene a little bit. So, Kia, you can get a hold of you through the City of Water. You do some teaching there. Jane, you've got your own practice, but there's a pile of dance stuff going on. A previous guest of the Social Dancers asked us to promote her show, and I'll ask Jane to do that. And a big hello to Zenya Zenchuk, and if you'd like to pass along the message, that'd be great. Go ahead.
Where's the camera, Kia?
Oh, I saw.
The Spring Serenade. It's a dinner dance. There's some performers, and Jeff, you'll never guess who one of the performers is. That'd be myself and Gino. We're doing an Argentine tango. So it's a very exciting story. When I heard one of our local artists, Sylvia and Rob, from Sylvia D and the Boyfriend, and they also, their full band is called the Water Street Blues Band. When I heard Sylvia play Temptation on her accordion mm-hmm. and singing and Rob on his guitar, I'm like, oh my goodness. I just started learning Argentine tango, maybe two lessons in at a social dance, so not even a proper lesson. And I said, we need to, those guys play, and I want to dance to them playing live. So you know what happened? 3 months later, they were performing at Lila's Ballet Showcase, and I think it went okay. So Zenya saw us dance, and she asked Gino and I to perform again next Saturday, May 4th.
Okay.
And that's at the Polish Legion in Kitchener.
You want to turn that around, read the details?
Okay,
like they're looking
the details
for, I think they're looking
here.
For things like, you know, if you could please talk to us ahead of time, that sort of thing. What's some?
Yeah, so the doors open at 5:30, dinner at 6:15. There's going to be music by Ava. She's an awesome DJ for social dance. And if you want tickets, you need to contact Zenya in advance. I'm going to give you Zenya's phone number. I forget what she told me to say, but her number is 226-780-5400. And I've never been to one of her dances, but I'm sure they're awesome because I've met Zenya at the Guelph Social Dance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. So we kind of got that covered. And, you know, don't forget, folks, go out and support the scenes. You can have a lot of fun social dancing, great music, nice people, and you can learn some new skills, keeps your brain fresh, and that's a good deal. Now, we pretty well covered everything we want to talk to, and I just really encourage you guys, so your host doesn't always cover all the important things. I know you guys are so well prepared. Is there something you want to bring up that we haven't gotten around to talking about yet? This is the time to start thinking about it. Are there other... Oh, well, I'm just trying to kind of wandering around here with questions about if you're how big of a dance community is out there that you've become. If you had to pick out answer that somehow, how big of a network is a social dance scene?
Well, Jeff, I'm just returning after 30 years being out of the dance scene, mm-hmm. so. Just learning myself. So for me, this weekend, for example, I'm going to be out in Guelph at the dance class studio with Michelle Ayres. She's celebrating her 10th anniversary being at that studio.
Okay.
And then Sunday I'll be at the Guelph Dance, and that's the social dance, at the golf course there on Victoria. And then once a month I go to try to get out to the Rainbow Rhythm dance here.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
And then for myself, I love these local artists like the Riffs. So I find a great dance partner there. His name's Jeff. So you can dance to some live music there or the Blues Festival. There's some dancing opportunity as well. And
even to that Jazz Festival, sometimes that's like a little upbeat and danceable too.
That's right.
Yep.
And one of the our last song that we picked out, I actually was at the Waterloo Dixieland Jazz Club.
Yeah, that's a Saturday afternoon, isn't
it? Saturday afternoon at the Waterloo Legion on Marsland there.
Yeah.
And that was also a lot of fun.
Yeah. How about yourself, Kia? If you say your dance community, how many different, how many groups is that? What kind of events can you go to?
Well, I too go to the Guelph Social Dance with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a crazy child. I mainly go out to bars with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
But I found that even within Waterloo, that just within like community centers where I teach, the community is very strong, even within adult classes, because there's people who never got to dance as a child. And if you're out there, I offer classes like that. And if you want to do something like that, everyone around is very supportive and understands that maybe you didn't get to dance, and a lot of them didn't get to dance. So it's a new learning experience.
Yeah. Well, good stuff. And so you're hearing lots of enthusiasm here, folks. Just to our social dancer show, you find most social dancers have a great story how they started. They've got a great story of what they're doing now. And this really, it's just a lot of fun, isn't it? I don't know how you could hit so many great things with social dance. You get out, you're social, you're active, friends. It's a good deal.
And most dancers are pretty friendly.
Do you know, I don't think they emphasize some of that stuff, and it looks like the school curriculum's getting cut back again. But, education, not just math and science. It's the arts as well. And I'm not too sure. I think at one time they used to have... I got something going on. I thought my equipment was... there was a voice in the background to one of the phones. So at one time, when you went to school, or as you grew up, the idea was you ought to be able to say a speech at a reception or something. You ought to be able to dress appropriately and be able to converse and also to be able to socially dance. And that's almost like a European model. Of having that, to be at that, you know what I'm saying? Where are those kind of skills?
In high school, we have to do a dance unit in every gym class.
Yep. Perfect. And then maybe my story is not worth listening to.
Well, I mean, especially at the older grades, and a lot of people choose not to take gym then.
Okay.
And I was the only dancer, and not jock, who decided they wanted to take gym in, grade 11.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to do our dance, and the amount of pushback I got from people, we did mostly a ballroom style dance because I thought that would be easier and more fun than trying to do a jazz or a hip hop. It's something more interesting.
Right.
People did not enjoy it very much. And I'm like, I thought this dance was cute. You guys look good.
Yeah.
But I don't think people have the passion for it. Always.
Yeah, that's true. And at some point, usually the boys, they don't want to do much dancing after they make about age 13 or something. They're on to other things there. But if most of us have an experience to learn to dance when you're young, you come back to it. It gets hard to go to it when you start out. And actually, these young guys, if you want to meet the girls, they go be a dancer, right? So it's odd that more guys don't clue in on this, I think.
But isn't that what Gino said, Mom?
Yeah.
That's why he started dancing, was to meet ladies.
Well, we should mention, too, Gino, now, he teaches lessons, and we don't want to forget anybody. He's over in Guelph. What does he call his studio? Do you know what?
He just does private stuff on the side, but He dances with any of the ladies who come single at his Guelph Social Dance. Okay. I actually met Gino going to Rainbow Rhythm Dance down, is that Roseville, I guess you call that, where the Police Association building is?
Yeah, it's North Dumfries, but that, it's close Dumfries. To, yeah.
And it took me 2 years to get to his dance. You can't rush these things over to the Guelph Dance. And, I've been going for a year. We get there most weeks.
All right. Okay. You thinking something, Kia?
No.
All right. Let's play another song. We'll come back and just kind of do a bit of a wrap-up and stuff. And anything that's on your list we haven't talked about, we'll do that. I've got on here, what did we do? We did Next to You last time, didn't we?
Yep.
We should be For All We Know.
For All We Know.
All right. Tell us about this, and why do you like it, and where do you hear them?
Yeah, so this was at the Waterloo Jazz Club there with Peter Liu and the Polecats. Mm-hmm. What a fun afternoon that was last Saturday.
Yeah, I've heard them.
And I was dancing with one of my dance buddies, and then mid-song, the lead singer just grabbed me up to dance. So I was dancing with Peter, and then a few songs later, the clarinet and sax player, he grabbed me up to dance as well. So what a fabulous Saturday afternoon. And some of those musicians are coming back this Saturday.
Yeah, I've heard him play. There's another place in town that we're at, my circle of dance interest is at the Hepcat Studios over on, see a little shout out for those guys. They're over there in the old liquor store on Herb Street, right? Is that Herb Street? No, that's Bridgeport. So just by the city hall, basically. And Peter Lee was there with his band one night, and it was just a wonderful night of Lindy Hop, which is a big band, kind of a feel to it, kind of jazz. So these names are really, and they come around.
Yeah.
Okay, quit talking, we'll start playing, and just stay locked in. We'll be right back. Here we go.
This moment sweet again. We won't say goodnight until the last minute. I'll hold out my hand and my heart will be in it. For all we know, this may only be a dream. We come and go like a ripple on a stream. So love me tonight. Tomorrow was made for some. Tomorrow may never come. For all we know, made for some. tomorrow may never come, for all we know.
Right, that is just wonderful music. That's Peter Liu, and we're just moving along quite nicely with tonight's episode of The Golden Record, the special social dancer version, and Jane and Key are in studio, and it's been just so much fun talking about stuff here, and so we're going to try to squeeze in one more song. About 10 minutes ago, I've asked our guests to maybe have an idea of something they want to talk about that we haven't talked about already, so Jane, do you want to lead off here with something you think would be great for our listeners to hear and know about, please?
Yeah, so the I just wanted to go back to Peter's song there, For All We Know. That song I picked because I'm working on a slow foxtrot, such a beautiful dance, and it's a tough one to do really well.
Yeah, it's a slow.
It is.
Traveling dance, yeah, I know.
Floating, like you're on a floating cloud. So as with, I know I meet some people and they say, but I can't dance. I said, it actually takes practice. So, you know, try to make time and just be forgiving to yourself no matter what you do, right? Mm-hmm. Whether that's with a dance or not.
Well, that's too bad Leela didn't put that on there. Kia, we'll switch to you here. Go ahead. What do you got there for us to look at?
Okay. Well, my sister, Leela, commented, who is your favorite dancer? Leela, I think that's probably you. I'm very jealous of your dancing ability. Being 4 years older than you, I think I am just as good as a dancer of you, which is kind of sad. But, yeah. Mom, what about you?
My favorite dancers, with an S, have to be my two girls. So nothing brings me more joy than watching the two of them dance together. So the girls are already planning for next year's big showcase fundraiser, second week in March. They usually bring in some of the local musicians and different styles of dance. Somehow they recruited me last year to bring in another style of dance with the Argentine tango and rumba. But Leela will be back in town August. That August 21st, I believe, is the Wednesday. Do a mini showcase.
At what time?
At 11:30. So that little mini showcase, if anybody's interested, if you're a senior out there and you're just starting to get moving, maybe if you're a bit concerned about dancing, might not think that's quite right for you, we actually have a free community chair yoga for anybody 55 and over. So it's an hour-long chair yoga program. And followed by that is usually a half-hour social, light snack, a tea and coffee. And sometimes I'll bring in guest speakers talking about different things. So a couple weeks ago, we had Waterloo Region Hospice come in. Barb Jones, amazing lady. She's a social worker there.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about anticipatory grief. And also, that's when we'll bring in, usually Leela comes in whenever she's in town to do a little dance demo.
Right. Actually, we got a question that came in. Can you read that, and we'll try to answer that one?
The question is, how many point shoots does Leela go through a year? I think Leela needs to answer that question.
Leela, how many point shoots do you go through in a year?
Go through a pair every 2 weeks. They last me around 13 hours. So I think I might go through around 50 a year or more.
50 point shoes a year or more to be at professional ballet school. And maybe share with the listeners a fun fact. How much is one pair of the point shoes you wear?
My point shoes cost around $200, and they're shipped from Russia.
There you go. So social ballroom dance is a little cheaper on shoes than ballet. So I'd encourage your listeners, Jeff, to go the social route versus ballet. But you can watch ballet because they're beautiful dancers.
Yeah, it's a very nice style. Most dancers would benefit by ballet because you have to have a sense of balance. It's crucial. Whereas a lot of dancers, with hacking around, they start flailing and trying to falling over and doing crazy stuff. But if you don't have the discipline to do ballet, it's just a great boost to any other social dancing. So, all right.
That's right.
We wanted to get another song in here, right? So
I think we missed this one, Jeff. Next to You by the Water Street Blues Band.
It's possible. Let me just see. Oh, yeah, here we go. Well, this was the order that we decided we talked about, so let's go back to that one. And let's play. This is, okay, give us a quick story arc. We got about 10 minutes, by 5 minutes.
So Sylvia D, she's an amazing local artist with the boyfriend.
Okay, let's play it.
Yeah, these guys are awesome.
We'll come back and cover some more on the way out. This is a little 3 minute song. Here we go. And that was a great song. That was Sylvia D and the Boyfriend. And Sylvia just gave a little text message here. We're really glad to play her stuff and play the band stuff. So.
Yeah, and she also let me know that the Water Street Blues Band is playing Saturday, May 11th, 9 p.m. at Fiddle and Firkin in Cambridge.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot to also mention, a couple weeks ago, they were playing for the Ride for Dad Cancer fundraiser.
Oh, that was at the Edelweiss, wasn't it?
At the Edelweiss, yeah. Had so
that.
Much fun dancing, even won a spot dance. Pretty fun.
Yeah.
Wild.
You know, we're really lucky in this area to have all this music to go to, don't you think?
Oh, yes, and you know, one of our other favorite local bands, they don't have anything radio ready for us, but Samantha Pollard and Susie, these gals I call my sisters. So when I started ballroom dancing, I would go see Samantha perform, and you know, I was pretty wild. Like, Kia comes out with me now. I used to go out with my parents. Samantha used to be part of the Haircuts and Ponytails, so I was dancing to the 50s with my best friend Claire back in those days, and now I go see her. She's part of Bucca, the lead singer, as well as the lead singer for Brave and Crazy. So Kia and I were out watching them on St. Patty's Day.
Okay.
Yeah, I spend my St. Patrick's Day with my mom.
Well, that's okay. All right, so we're just about at the end of our show here, you guys. And I just want to thank you so much for coming out tonight and talking about social dance, why people should do it, why you do it, the events you've been involved with, all that good stuff.
Thank you for having us.
You are very welcome.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right.
And look forward to dancing with you.
Yes.
Next time at the Ridge, every third Friday at the Ridge, we listen to the riffs and do some dancing. You can catch Jeff and I there.
Yeah, it's very close to my home, so it's pretty easy for me to walk down the road, and it's always good to see friends like Jane there and do some dancing. It's a good deal. And folks, don't forget, you know, there's lots of social dancing out there. Just get yourself out in the scene, and you'll have a lot of fun. It's well worth it. All right, with that, we'll see you next week. Thanks so much for listening in. It's Golden Record, our special social dancer series. And we'll do this every once in a while, and thanks so much, guests, and thanks to you listeners for tuning in to CKMS 102.7, best little radio in KW. We'll see you later. Bye for now. Take care. Bye.